Texans huddle is on the road, on the move, and we're at the Houston Texans YMCA. Yeah. It's been around since 2011, Mark, and I don't know about you, but I'm jacked to be here.
Absolutely. It's great to see the kids here. We're right at the corner of MLK Boulevard and Griggs, and as you mentioned, 5 years old. Bob McNair himself is a former YMCA kid. This is great for the community. The Texans are the only professional sports team in the country to have a Y named after them, and it's not just a name, Drew. They put a lot of heart and soul, blood, sweat, and tears, and money into this YMCA.
Three things about this place stick out to me. The day that Mr. McNair and Janice McNair donated or broke ground on the place, the day that the Texans had a pep rally for the playoff game, the Houston Texans YFCA had the pep rally here, and about a year ago, J.J. Watt out there doing the nay-nay and the whip with some of the kids that were camping. So happy memories here at the Houston Texans YMCA.
You know, it's endless what they do here, Drew. And as a matter of fact, today, the Houston Food Bank, another Texans community partner, is coming in, and they're educating the kids on vegetables. They do this once a week with the summer camps, get kids really acclimated into eating better eating habits. I feel like I should bring my kids here today.
I know it. And eating habits, getting acclimated to the heat, that's all been going on in Thibodaux, Louisiana. You know what else was going on there? The Peyton Manning Passing Academy.
Uh-huh.
Really, the Manning Passing Academy, because his brother Eli, his father Archie, also involved in this. And Peyton Manning took time out last week to say some nice things about Brock Osweiler.
Well, I'm very happy for Brock. I sent him a text right after that move happened. I'm excited for his opportunity. I know he's excited. Brock's used these past 4 years to improve as a player. He's an extremely hard worker. I know he's excited to be a full-time starter, and he's certainly earned that opportunity. And I know Houston is excited to have him, and they should be. He's a hard worker. He loves football, and he's glad to be out there, you know, on the field playing full-time. So I'll be pulling for him. Brock has been great to me these past 4 years. He and I had a great rapport together, helped each other out. You know, he would help me out with breaking film down, and I tried to help him as much as I could during our 4 years together, and especially while he was playing. So I kind of look forward to this year, you know, being a fan of a lot of teams, you know, people that I have connections with. So I'll be pulling for Brock.
Well, it's great to hear some of the things Peyton Manning had to say about Brock Osweiler. No one says anything negative about him, even people in the Broncos organization. They call him a leader, Drew. That's good.
I want to talk more about Osweiler, but first, how hard was that to hear nice things coming from Peyton Manning's mouth about the Houston Texans quarterback?
Yeah, you know, it's weird because Manning's been the enemy for so long. I have to get used to him being retired. I'm very happy he's retired, by the way. Thank you.
The restraint you just showed.
Yes.
Amazing. But, Osweiler, alongside Manning for 4 years, four really successful years there in Denver. And now he's running an offense that's more similar to what he ran before.
Yep.
And I think that's going to be fun to see.
Now, no doubt about it. You know, you play under Gary Kubiak in that system last year, and that's where he got his starting experience as he went 5-2 as a starter. But before that, it was Adam Gase and Mike McCoy before that, a system that is more similar to what Bill O'Brien and George Godsey run. So Osweiler has a variety of experiences in the National Football League already. Let's see him put it all together September 11th against the Bears.
Yes, sir. He's in his play. Book checking things out, even though he's on vacation. Now, flipping pages or turning the page, the Houston Texans medical training staff, one of the best in the business.
Yeah.
And recently, they teamed up with Houston Methodist and GE to put on a clinic over at the Houston Methodist Training Center. Houston Texans, in partnership with Houston Methodist and GE, wrapped up the off-season Play Safe program with the 2016 Play Safe Sports Medicine Summit. The PlaySafe platform also features the Moms Clinic and PlaySafe clinics, which are designed to educate and communicate the message of safety in football, along with proper fundamentals to youth athletes, parents, and athletic trainers. The PlaySafe Sports Medicine Summit featured over 160 athletic trainers in attendance, providing support to 350-plus schools and impacting more than 125,000 student athletes.
Today we're at the Houston Texans Play Safe Summit presented by Houston Methodist and GE. We are providing education for high school, college, athletic trainers, physical therapists, and anyone really involved in sports medicine in the greater Houston area. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get the leaders that in their individual fields with the Houston Texans, Houston Methodist, and General Electric to all present from their standpoint of what they do to impact sports medicine and how the participants can utilize that back at their individual campuses or their work settings to make sure that the latest knowledge and the latest technology is being utilized to enhance the care of athletes across the state.
Opportunity to go out with football players in the community, and every time we host one of our clinics, they're sold out. So we'll continue to do those. It's an opportunity for us to engage with football moms and tell them what they need to know, understand their concerns, and help them to do their very best in supporting their youth football players. But there's no place that we have greater impact than when we're working with athletic trainers, because they work with so many athletes in high school, on the youth level, not only in football, but across all sports. And over the last couple of years, working with our friends at Houston Methodist, we've been able to impact hundreds of thousands of athletes through our athletic trainers.
The Sports Medicine Summit is important to GE because this is the way that we can actually give the tools to all of the athletic trainers for them to disseminate the education that we are actually learning. So if we learn something and we pass it over to somebody else that is able to touch the lives of the students, that is able to touch the lives of the families, that's where the actual information is. That's where the power is at.
High school athletic trainers here today and learning from some of the best. When I was in high school, I didn't have an athletic trainer, and I think if I had one on staff who was able to help me and coach me through some of my injuries and just some things about the human body and sports in general, that would have benefited me greatly.
One of the most exciting points of being part of the Houston Texans Sports Medicine Summit is our ability as a sports medicine staff, athletic training staff, to give back to the community. We do a lot of innovative, cool sports medicine type techniques in the athletic training room. I feel like we're cutting edge and we're pushing the envelope at all times. This gives us the ability to give back to the community, to show secondary school athletic trainers, to show outreach athletic trainers what we're doing at the highest level.
Well, Simon is right. You need great athletic trainers, and it is athletic trainer, not trainer, okay? That's the proper term here. And obviously, Jeff Kaplan and his staff do a great job for the Houston Texans. Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith can't say enough about them whenever they get the chance.
No doubt. And Simon is a guy who was really important, an integral part of the defense last season. And really, for the last two seasons, he kind of came onto the scene in the middle of 14 and was a bit of a revelation.
Yeah, he really was. He joined the team the week they played the Colts on that short week in 2014 and actually had a sack in that game. And let's hear more from John Simon.
Tannehill drops back. Tannehill being chased, and he's sacked. Brought down by Simon at the 47-yard line. Dalton back to pass, looking, has all day. Here comes John Simon, and he brings him down for a sack.
Okay, it's still very early, but what two words would you use to describe this year's defense?
Fast and aggressive. I think that's what we're gonna, that's what we're striving for right now. That's what we're talking about. We want to be a fast and aggressive, relentless defense. But it's gonna be our job to go out on the field and do it.
What's a way, or what do you do to handle pressure in a game?
I just focus. I try to lock in and focus on my job as best as possible. Do my 1/11th. We work all off season on building trust in one another, and I want my teammates to trust me fully and know that I'm going to get my job done. So I just really try to hone in on what my responsibilities are for the play and do them to the best of my ability.
What's one thing about Bill O'Brien that people might not know?
I think he has a great sense of humor, and they might know that, but they might just see how brutally honest he is on HBO, which is another thing I love about him. But he has a good time and lets loose at times, too. We love playing for him.
Yeah, Alfred, when he was in here, said that every meeting, or typically every meeting, starts with him cracking a joke. Those pretty good jokes?
Every once in a while, yeah. He has some good jokes. He knows how to lighten the mood if things are getting a little too tense in there, and we appreciate him for it.
What's it like playing for Mike Vrabel? You played for him at Ohio State. He was an Ohio State great. You're an Ohio State great. What's it like playing for him in the NFL now?
It's the same thing. He's the same person no matter where he's coaching, which is why I respect him so much. And just having someone in your meeting room that you can pick his brain and you know that he's been in your seat before and knows what you're going through, that's something special that us as linebackers have.
We just interviewed Tom Herman a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. He's a big fan of yours. How cool is it for you to see the stuff he's able to accomplish now that he's got his chance to be a head coach and what he's doing over at U of H?
Very happy for him. Great coach. Really, really loved when he was at Ohio State. Loved talking to him. Great family man.
You know, he's not the only Ohio State guy that you're kind of reunited with. Mm-hmm. You got Braxton Miller back here. When you heard that, when you saw that the Texans had picked him, what was your reaction? What do you think?
I was excited for him. I think this will be a good fit for him. He's an extremely hard worker. He always has been. Very mature guy, not someone you have to worry about off the field. And just really knows how to handle his business like a pro. And he did it all his years in college, and that's a big reason why I respect him so much.
Yeah, and he did that at the quarterback position. What might his future be as a receiver?
Well, that's up for the coaches to decide. I know he has the athletic ability and the work ethic to do whatever he can put his mind to. So I'm excited to see what he's able to do here.
What's your favorite primetime memory with the Texans?
I think that Monday night win in Cincinnati was a big win for us last year. I believe it was Monday Night Football, and I think that kind of rocketed us in the right direction for the rest of the season. That was a big, big win for us.
Was it good because you were playing in front of a bunch of family and friends as well back in Ohio?
Yeah, I mean, to be back in the Ohio State, a little bit of cold weather. It wasn't too cold that night, but to feel the cold air again was nice also.
What's NRG Stadium like when it's at its loudest, when it's rocking? What do you notice about it? What's the best part?
Fans are diehards. I love it here. The fan base is very loyal and very passionate about football. And I always kind of knew that about Texas. Being from Ohio, you knew Texas was a big football state. But to come out here and play on the field for them is something special.
John Simon, linebacker, Buckeye, coached by another Buckeye, Mike Vrabel.
There you go. All right, a little bit later, we've got likes and stuff. We've got Dear Drew, but coming up next, got to go camping. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans Huddle.